Here at A More Beautiful Life Collective, we know that the hectic hurry of everyday life can drown out our focus on what really matters. This podcast is a moment to intentionally pause and realign our focus. Together, we're working to find the rhythm of peace in Him through the pace of beauty and order. I'm Casey Fletcher, and thanks so much for joining me. Picture with me for a moment. You wake up in the morning and you've already overslept. You walk out and your house is a mess. There's things all over your counter. You look at the pile of laundry on the floor. Nothing's where it should be. And you have to rush out the door because you need to be at work in less than half an hour. I think all of us have felt this way at some point, whether that was in high school or in college. But the thing is, the way that you start your day is going to determine how your whole day goes. And sometimes I think that we focus so much on all the things that we have to do that we miss out on the little things that can make our life so much better. And so that's what we're going to focus on this first episode of A More Beautiful Life Collective podcast. As we think about all the things that we hope to do in our life, a lot of times we can skip over those parts of the day that seem a little bit mundane. If we think about the things that we want to do, we may focus on our end goals, our New Year's resolutions, the things that we want to do in about 5 years. And in doing that, we don't realize how we can actually get to that moment. Instead, we get caught up in the end goal without ever seeing the building blocks that are going to get us there. We're going to be focusing on habits over the next series of podcasts. If you would like a printable copy of the notes that we're looking at, you can go to amorebeautifullifecollective.com, and that will lead you to a subscribe link where you can enter your email, and then you'll be able to download the printable version of all the notes that we're going to be talking about. The reason why this is important is because it gives you a very valuable book list that you can look at to find what I used in order to put this together. As we think about this, I want you to think of these habits as rhythms. So it's not necessarily a checklist. It's not something that you can go through and you can put on a to-do list every day and you could say, okay, if I do these things, something is going to happen for it. It's not a checklist that you need to do. Instead, it's a rhythm of your life. I played percussion whenever I was in high school and I was on the drum line. And the thing is, the drums, I played first base. So I wasn't even like the main drum line or the snare drum or anything like that. Instead, I was just the first base, which just means I was the littlest drum on the baseline. And so the thing that I would do is you would just feel the beat of the music. Now, I wasn't singing any, I wasn't playing any musical notes. I wasn't leading the melody, but instead that beat, that baseline was the thing that drove the whole band. And if you took that away, you could tell. You can feel that with drums. A lot of times at our church, we normally just have a guitar instead of having a full band play. And anytime that you hear the drums being added, it changes the whole way that the music sounds. And so what you really have to think about with all of this is the way that habits are like the beat of your life. They're the heartbeat of your life. And the thing about that is it's the lifeblood of everything that you do. But all too often we focus on just that melody, just the thing that you hear, the thing that you see, the goals and the actual results of your life that you get to. And in doing that, you skip over the things that are actually going to get you there. It's these rhythms. So as we look at all of this, we're going to be going over several different things. Today, we're going to be just talking about habits in general, and then we're going to look at technology, at some spiritual disciplines. We're also going to focus very much on this idea of your household, these relationships. This is not necessarily something that's geared for younger kids. There is something on the blog that you can download that's geared for younger kids. That's the basic building blocks of your Christian faith. But instead, this is something where we're going to add to that. So I'm assuming that you are trying to, pursue prayer, read in your Bible, do those basic things. And this is taking it a step further. We're looking at how your parenting should look different if you are trying to live a life for God, how your hospitality and your relationships with your community should look different. A lot of this is based on the book Habits of the Household by Justin Whitmill Early, and I would recommend anyone to pick up that book and take a listen because it's definitely something that you want to hear. As we go through this, the key passage that we're going to be looking at is Psalm 127. I'm going to read that in just a second, but everything that we talk about over the next few weeks, it's based really very much so on this passage right here. And so I definitely want you to look at that and to study that in more depth. So I'm going to go ahead and read that. And as I read this, I want you to think about whether or not you feel like your life is defined in this way. All right, so this is Psalm 127. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives to his beloved sleep. Behold, children are heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb a reward, like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. He shall not be put to shame when he speaks with his enemies in the gate. To me, this passage, it speaks so much of where we put our focus. The whole point of this podcast is we pause in the day and we say, okay, where is my focus right now? Am I focusing on all the things that I need to get done, all the things that are going on at work, all the problems that I have with my friends, the ways that my children may be bothering me? Am I focusing on that or am I focusing on God? And the thing is, we fill our lives with so much anxious toil that so many times we think that we are the ones that are accomplishing things that are going to make our lives fruitful, but we're not. Instead, unless the Lord builds the house, we're going to be laboring in vain. Everything that we do is in vain. So the next thing that I want you to do is I'm going to ask you a series of questions. And as I ask you these questions, I want you to think about whether or not you do these things. Some of these, I'll tell you, are they true or false? Some of them are things where you need to rate how often you do these things. But really, this is your litmus test. If you are thinking about how you are creating these rhythms to create what I'm going to call a spiritual vibrant home, which is from the book, A Spiritually Vibrant Household. If you're trying to gauge where you're at, you need to pause and look at your moment right now. Not the picture perfect moment, your ideal. Yes, you want to get to your ideal, but you need to be honest with where you're at right now. And so here's a series of questions as we go through this. If you have a pen and paper, you can write down your answers on this. Again, if you want to find a printable version, you can go to the blog and subscribe, and then you can get a printable version of this habit survey. So let's start with our first question. All right, first question. I have goals for myself and my family. Is that true or false? I feel like the choices I make are informed by the goals that I have. True or false? My habits are consciously aligned to the goals that I have for me and my family. True or false? Now, the next couple questions, I want you to think about technology. So, first off, we're looking at the time that we spend on technology. So I spend the following amount of time on technology. Think about daily first. Less than 30 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3+ hours. I'd like for you to go ahead and you can pause this episode and go do this now. If you do not have the screen time enabled, which some of my friends told me Android also does that. I'm an iPhone user, so I'm not sure. But on the iPhone, they have the Screen Time app. If you don't have that enabled, you need to go ahead and enable it now. We're actually going to look at that either next week or the week after that. And we're going to go through your screen time and see where you're at. But it's important that you have an actual understanding of how much time you're spending on screens. Now, you know, I was a teacher before I stayed home and I was on the computer literally the whole time. You know, we had a screen going in the background. All my students were on iPads. So I get that screens are essential, but you want to make sure that you're not doing so much mindless inhaling of entertainment on screens, the mindless scrolling. And so it's important that you know where you're at. So first you have to look daily, how much time are you spending? You can divide that up into work and play time on your screens. And then also think about weekly. So for weekly, do you spend 0 to 2 hours, 3 to 5 hours, or 6+ hours on technology weekly? If you know that daily you're spending 3+ hours, you can't circle or say that you're spending 0 to 2 hours weekly on it. So you have to be honest with those numbers. A lot of times I think daily we're pretty honest, but then weekly we want to minimize that number because it makes us feel bad. All right, next one. I feel like I'm in control of my technology habits, not like my technology is in control of me. Is that true or false? How often do you check your phone? Daily. Is it every 15 minutes? Every hour? Every 2 to 3 hours? All right, switching gears. How often do you do the following? So first, focusing on Bible reading. How much do you do individual Bible reading? So you by yourself or opening your Bible. Do you do that every day, every 3 to 5 days, or never? What about communal Bible reading? Do you do that every day, every 3 to 5 days, or never? Same questions, but about prayer. What about individual prayer? Do you pray by yourself every day, every 3 to 5 days, or never? What about communal prayer every day, every 3 to 5 days, or never? I think a lot of times with this, you could be really good at one, but not so much at the other. So you may be very consistent in waking up every morning and individually reading your Bible. But then whenever it comes to spending time with family or with friends, unless you're at church, you never do it. Or you could only pray at church, which means that automatically you're only doing that every 3 to 5 days, or not even that much, depending on how often you go to church. All right, so the next question, again, this is after we look at spiritual disciplines, I don't want us to just stop there. I think a lot of times we can look at habits and we can talk about reading our Bible and prayer, and that can be it. But really, there's so many more spiritual disciplines or rhythms, things that you need to do in your life to help you in your spiritual walk. And so that's where we're going to look at next. All right. So first, we're going to look at the household, and then everything we're going to talk about later on kind of builds on this. So first, who do you consider your household? Is it just your immediate family, or do you also consider your extended family, friends, church members, colleagues? Are they your household or your family as well? So thinking about that number, how many people does that include? You have to do some quick math for that one. How do I interact with my household daily? So do you do meals with them, chores, prayer time, worship time? Is it just screen time? Is it just shuttling them around as you go to daycare or drop-off pickups? If it's just you in your household because you're, you know, single, you're at home, maybe you're working, is there a way that you interact with other people daily that you, even if it's not necessarily who you would consider your household? What about weekly? So do you go for outings? Do you go to church? We'll talk about some routines that we have, some traditions that we have in my house. So there's things that I do. I go to church, but then we also do a family movie night. So that's a different way that I interact with my household that I don't do every day. So I think it's important to talk about weekly as well as daily. All right. How often do I eat with the people in my home? At a table with no screens. Is that every day, every 3 to 5 days, or never? How often do I invite people into my home? Every day, every 3 to 5 days, or never? Next, a different type of spiritual disciplines, but still talking about food. How often do you fast? So you're abstaining from food or something else? Is it weekly, monthly, or never? What are some of the things that you fast from if you normally do fast? This is one thing that I definitely struggle with. I am not someone who fasts very frequently. And so thinking about what I can fast from is a big thing, but also having the discipline to actually go through with it is very, it's a struggle for me. All right, so switching gears to our last topic. I view my work as a calling. True or false? I view my work as a passion. True or false? I view my work as a way to spread the gospel. True or false? And lastly, I view rest as a time to recuperate after giving my all at work, or is rest a time to celebrate the time I've given at work, or is it a way to work out the energy and passion I've cultivated during rest? So all of these questions, as you go through this survey, and again, if you'd like a paper version of this, you can go to the blog and you can download it there after you subscribe. But the purpose of looking at all of these things is you, one, can get a preview of all the different topics that we're going to talk about in the future, but then you can also, again, assess where you're at. As you think about the habits that you have in your life, we need to register some good habits that we have and maybe the ways that we're falling short with those things. So over the next several weeks, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be looking through these habits and we're going to be considering how we can help these habits to grow in our life. We want to, number one, assess the habits we already have. And then we want to think about the habits we want to include. And so we're going to go through the whole process of how we decide what our current routine is and then what we want our routine to be so that we can achieve those goals that we want for our life. I'm excited that we can start doing this podcast. And my goal is that every Wednesday, there'll be a new podcast in your feed. Again, I'm going to keep these between 15 and 20 minutes so that you can get the information, use it, apply it, but it's not going to be long-winded because these are solo episodes. As we go through all of these things, I'll link what I have resources to in the show notes, but I encourage you again to go to the blog and get those downloadable resources because they're free. And I think it can be a very, very valuable asset to you. Thanks so much for joining me at the More Beautiful Life Collective podcast. I'm Casey Fletcher, and I hope I'll see you next week.